Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Greetings, everyone. This is Dr. Betty Speaks again. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Overcoming Battles. Remember that this is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners worldwide. That's right, worldwide. With the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you so much for tuning in every Wednesday. You'll be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth here. So if you're lacking in motivation right now to the point where it is keeping you stuck in life, the only person standing in your way is you. I have a phenomenal sister, agape sister at that, and who is, I think she said she's on Central Time Zone, but you know, this is a worldwide call, so that is neither here nor there for many of you. But this young lady is an April baby, and she is so warm, I'm telling you, warm, funny, and full of Jesus, full of life. And she's celebrating a milestone birthday this year. When I say milestone, you're not going to even believe her age when you see her photos. And everything she does is done in the here and now. So I'm going to move out the way and bring on my phenomenal guest to you today so she can tell you who she is and where she's calling from. So listen, Arlene Collins Wilson, are you in the atmosphere?
Yes, I am. And on a good Friday, too. I am so excited about what God is doing. You know, not only is this like the best month of the year, you know, it should be a national holiday to be born in April. I'm just telling you, all phenomenal things happen in April, right, Betty?
Yes.
Yes, but so today is what they deemed Good Friday. It is the beginning of a celebration of our Savior. He is the reason that we have access to the kingdom, access to the Father, where we can meet him face to face. And it's that face-to-face moment of intimacy by being intentional on spending time with him because of what Jesus did. It gave us the runway to walk on through it, go past TSA security. We don't have to get our bags checked. We can just go to runway, get on the plane, and go right into the face of the Father and get everything that we need. But not only that, just get him to love on us and just tell us how gorgeous we are. Because, right, Betty, because we are his favorites, right?
We are. I love it. She came out. That's like firing a weapon. She came out on fire. Oh my goodness. So, Arlene, tell us the name of your business and what motivated you to get started in this business.
It is called C4P, and we all know what C4P does. It does one or two things. If you leave it alone, nothing happens. You look at it. You're curious. You wonder what it is. It can come in a small package or a big package. It just depends on the impact that you want to make. Pay attention to that word impact. But if you light it, it blows up depending on the size. So C4P, C4 is the dynamite in itself. P is for purpose. But if when we are connected to the Father, you know our voice and our purpose has great impact. Because what we do, it looks small in our hands. But when we place it in the Father's hand, according to the word, little is much. In the hands of the Father. It may look small and we can't despise small beginnings. So when we place it in his hands and then we're thrust into what he has called us to do. And when you light it, the room is never the same. The people are never the same. So if anybody is in the vicinity, they're going to get impacted by the explosiveness of who we are in the kingdom. And what sparked me to this is that every year for the last, I think since 2000, maybe 14, I've just stood on one word for the year after reading this devotion by two brothers that they decided to stop making New Year's resolutions and just choose by seeking God one word for the year, and then take that one word and get a scripture to go with it. And that's what they live by. And I have found that that changed the very trajectory of my life just by standing on one word, because I can stand on that one word. Why? Because it's the word of God, because his word don't return void. Everything else may pass away and happen, but the word is going to remain. So what I did in the year 2020, when the pandemic happened, God gave me the word for the year for 2020, a purpose. And I didn't know at the time what the purpose was for. He gave me the scripture, Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for good for those that are called according to his purpose. And I knew I was called purpose for him. Why? Because I'm his child. I'm his daughter. You know, we all have fathers naturally, which mine has gone on to be with the Lord. And when we are in a certain family, we each have a certain purpose we do to represent that family. So now that I know that I have a connection with my father, I have a certain purpose that he wants to live out in the earth through me. So once he gave me purpose, he had given me C4P, but didn't tie the two together until later. So it was like in the middle of 2020, during the pandemic, I'm still doing what I'm doing, doing my Facebook lives, being an instrument and a mouthpiece for the Lord. And he said, what I need you to do is to start C4P. Because at this time, women at my church were pulling me aside, asking me questions, wanting the wisdom that God had placed in me, because I was in a journey of my wisdom. I was in a journey of my wisdom to find out what wisdom looked like, what wisdom feels like, what wisdom acts like. And I had already done a Bible study on wisdom that a wise woman knows how to speak. A wise woman knows how to show up. So when I did the C4P and women started coming, it came from a passion and a desire to please God, because I realized what I was doing was creating a safe place, creating a space for women to know that as long as they're breathing, they have a purpose and a plan that God wants to implement in the earth, because every one of us represent a different personality and a different character of God that he wants to manifest in the earth according to the impact of people that he has called us to affect. So that's how C4P was created. And see, in my mind, you know, I'm thinking little, I'm thinking small. I'm thinking maybe 5 or 6 women at the most. But to this date, can I tell you, I have 20 women in the ministry from different parts of the United States and one in England as of yesterday. So that's how C4P got created. It's to create a safe place for women to vent, for them to be themselves, where they're not judged. And what I do is take everything that they give me to the Father, and then I know how to give them the wisdom that pushes them to who God has called them to be.
Girl. I was not frozen. I'm like all in awe of this. And I can see you say 20. I can see 200 more coming on board with you.
Wow. I received that.
Oh my
that.
Goodness. Yes. I when you said 20, I said 200. They're coming. Wow. Yes. And I see, because it's like when you inspire others with hope, what you're doing, we talked about this hope thing, is helping other people excel. When you mm-hmm. said that, the word hope came back to me, helping wow. other people excel. 200 more are coming. You know, amen. I see that. That's like helping other people every day. As you were talking about that, that's what I saw.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Because, and you said an explosion, you know, 200 are just coming. They're going to explode in your direction.
Amen. I received that, Betty. But
yes.
When I began to just share it, what I did. My daughter is so creative because she has her own business called Cosmic Creation, and she lives in Tennessee, and I support her in everything that she does. Mm. And I don't ask for a hookup or discounts. I just say, sweet pea, that's what I call it. How much does this cost? Well, mama, no, I need to know how much this costs, because I need to sow into you. I need to sow into your gift. I need to support what you're doing. If nobody else supports you, your mama's going to support you. So I always pay her plus extra. And she was like, mama, it didn't cost that much. I said, well, I'm making up for the difference of ones that's always looking for a hookup. So after that, that encouraged her to charge her prices, because I never asked for a hookup. I just pay her. So I gave her the idea of my logo for C4P. And can I tell you?
Girl, that's beautiful. No one can see that with you and I, but I love it. And I'm going to invest in one of those too, because a military word.
Yep, I have the cup. I also have the one you put a straw in for cold beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Just created me this book. She did at the surprise party that they gave me. She had this journal made with my name on it.
I am done with her. C4P. Unbelievable.
Created for purpose. So I have business cards that were developed for me. They turned out phenomenal. I'm currently working on a website, and God is just blessing. He's just blessing. She also created a book for me for my husband and I's ministry, Insulating Your Relationship, and it has our picture on the front of it.
I am so honored.
So I always, anything I need, I just give her the idea. She works with it, but this was in collaboration with one of her friends in Texas, and together they came up with this logo.
Absolutely phenomenal. I do too. Yes. Honestly, I need to have her next, because that's proper branding. Honestly, yes. That is proper branding right there. So I was going to, you kind of like, and this question may not faze you at all, but did you have any setbacks or challenges that you encountered when coming up with C4P and the one that you and your husband are involved in?
The only challenge I had with C4P was it blew up bigger than I expected. And my husband, my husband is the type of man, even after we met and realized we were going to do this God's way, He's always spoken to my life a season ahead of where I was, where I currently was. He's always done that. So when I was telling him about C4P, he was telling me before I even started it that a lot of women was going to start to pull on me. And then when I pitched the C4P with him, he said, baby, I just see a lot of women coming to you. He said, so get ready. So now that it is where it is, he's already speaking into the next season in my life. And that's the way he's always done. So what I do is submit to the authority of the wisdom, because I know he's getting it from God. And that's the issue and problem with a lot of relationships. When you have a man of God that knows how to properly cover you in the spirit, you have to yield and submit to that authority. And submitting is not a slave term. It's a position and posture to God that you respect and honor the gift that he has blessed you with. So instead of fighting a position, if you submit to the position of a servant, which is also submitting, what you're doing is telling God, I appreciate what I have. I honor you, God, for what you're doing, because see, you know better than I do. And what you're doing is downloading it into the man of God as he is seeking you how to properly cover me, because my husband is my covering. And if I don't appreciate the covering, it's just like walking outside and spending the night in the snow and I got a warm house to live in.
Stop it. Stop, Eileen. Stop. Where did you get all of that from? Oh my goodness. That is something else. You answered the question far beyond what I was expecting. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
She said, Go ahead, my sister.
And you asked me about our insulating your relationships. The only setback I would say we've had is because we've only been married for 2 years, I was a little skeptical at first, and I believe so was my husband. But our pastor that we have spoke life into us when he first met us as a couple. Because at the time I was living in Michigan where we were going through our courtship stage, and my husband was here in Illinois. So when I would come visit, I would go to church with him naturally. And when I think like the second visit, our pastor spoke life into us. He said, "You know, I just love you guys." And I was like, "How can he love us? And he just met us." He said, "I see you guys ministering to so many couples." And I'm like, "But," he said, "I'm telling you, the grace of God that's upon the two of you, the anointing that's on the two of you, and you all are doing it God's way." He said, "People think when they reach a certain age that they don't have to seek God, that they don't have to have premarital counseling. They just think they like each other and they do it, and they run into all kinds of problems." He said, "But because the two of you have decided to do it God's way, you're going to bless a lot of couples." And that's what we're currently doing.
I love it. And then you two met at a training event, I think?
Yes, we met at Dr. West's Black Belt Speaker event, April 2018 in Chicago.
April, there's 2018.
I'm just saying. Boom for things happen in April.
Yes. And it probably was like on my birthday weekend, too.
Yeah, it was my birthday weekend too, because we met April 7th.
Wow, my husband's birthday.
Yep, oh my birthday was that 9th. And he proposed at the Kansas City event that same year in October.
Unbelievable. And where was I? I think I was at that event too.
Were you?
Both events, yes, of course.
And he proposed to me right on stage in front of everyone.
Really?
That Friday night.
Wait, yeah. I wasn't there in October because I had surgery in September. So I wasn't there that October.
Okay.
But I was there that April. My goodness.
Then we got married March 2019. And we had planned to go and stay an extra day in Detroit in 2019 and just celebrate our union and have the Black Belt family celebrate with us. But some events came up and happened, and we didn't get a chance to go to the April event of the following year.
Wow. Oh my gosh. So that we got to get back on air. We're on air, Arlene. We went.
Okay. I'm sorry.
For a second. That is good. So let me ask you.
Okay.
I think you've already answered this. Like, what or who were your inspiration to getting your business started? You know, what were some of the greatest inspirations you had, or who may have inspired you to come up with this?
It was the Lord that gave me the idea of C4P, but it was my godmother. She was one of my biggest supporters and pushers in what I was called to do, because she used to push me when I was in Flint, because she was she's over the intercessors, and I became one of the intercessors under her. And she just recognized the gift of God on the inside of me as an intercessor. And she just pushed me and pulled on me. And she would give me pointers and tell me the do's and don'ts of everything. And I just honored the gift in her because I knew she loved me genuinely. Mm-hmm. So I was always quick to surrender to her authority. And when she would tell me, "Don't talk in this season, don't speak in this season, don't do this, don't do this, do that." And I honored it because she's been an intercessor for as long as I knew her. And she came into my life when I was really praying and seeking wisdom of a woman, because my earthly mother passed away in 1990, and I knew in my spiritual journey I needed some wisdom and guidance. And so when I was praying, God showed me her face, and I approached her, and she said yes. And we've been joined at the hip ever since. As a matter of fact, she has someone to drive her down, because right now she's having physical challenges with her eyes. So she can't drive. So she has someone to drive her to my wedding, and she sat in the seat where my mother would be seated. And she just quickly recognized my husband right away as my husband.
Wow. Isn't that God? Mm-hmm. I am so glad you shared that. That right there has tears in my eyes. That is phenomenal, honestly. And I'm telling you, Arlene, you are breath of fresh air. I mean,
praise God.
Yes, yes. Now, what is your definition of leaving an imprint? That happens to be like an initiative that I'm working on. And I would love to know that as a woman of God, as a spiritual mom yourself, as a mother, as a wife, what's your definition of I'm leaving this imprint?
I would say, I remember when I went back to school in my late 40s, because it was my desire to have a degree, not for the accolades, I just wanted it for me. And I remember listening to this radio show and they were talking about legacy. Mm-hmm. And it just hit me in the center of my stomach.
Wow.
Every decision that I make has a repercussion of it, good or bad. It pivoted my choices because I knew it would not only affect me, but it would affect my children and it would affect my grandchildren. And if I was to leave the world, what would I want them to remember me by? So it was that point I really started doing some soul searching and doing everything necessary that it took for me to be delivered from any past baggage that held me in bondage, especially in my thinking. So what I purposely did do is to go to the Father and allow him to do a heart cleansing, because everything we do for Christ, if it's not based in love, it means nothing. And then I realized, even with my C4P, that God is the judge, the Holy Spirit is the convictor, the enemy is the prosecuting attorney, Jesus is our defender. But so our part in the equation is love. So I began a journey to love like I never been hurt, and to live my life, L-I-F-E, to live my life in such a way that is fascinating to everyone that comes in contact with me. So if it's nothing else, whoever I come in contact with, for them to remember and sense the love of God through me, and that to go before a full fountain, get full, and leave this life empty. So that if someone picks up a book and see my face, they will remember how I affected their life from my heart. If someone was to hear my voice long after I'm gone, it will push them to their purpose that God wants to place in the earth. If someone was to talk to my children, my grandchildren, or my great-grandchildren and say, my grandmother always prayed, she always reached out in love, I remember her hugs, I remember the warmth, I remember the recipe she used to cook, I remember the wisdom she implemented in my life. So that's how I would evolve, that knows how to build and not tear down, to be a woman of wisdom that knows how to respond in a situation versus react out of my emotions based on how it makes me feel, to be a woman of wisdom that knows how to operate in righteousness versus wanting to always be right. Because I realize that when I build, it is set in an atmosphere that pivots and pushes people as a reflection if they're drawn to me, but it reflects them to God. To know that if they build something based on the foundation of the word, knowing that the word will never return void, if everything else passes away, when you build on that word, you'll stand forever. Even if you're not physically in that place, your legacy will always be standing.
Girl, stop the music. Can where's the choir? I love it. You talked about that. That is so powerful. And I felt everything you said there is truly an April baby, honestly. Can come from no other than someone that he birthed in April. Now, you do know that April 17th is the day Christ was born.
Wow. Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yes. Yes.
On April 17th, Christ was born. And it takes, you know, when we go back and do our studies and think about him leaving an imprint, everyone says the little baby was born on Christmas Day. You know, that's when Jesus was born. that just happens to be the day they designated as Christmas Day.
Right.
But when you go back and look at, okay, when was he really born and why are we doing resurrection and Easter? But it's not, it's so, that's another whole class itself, because Easter falls in March sometimes. But to leave an imprint on the world like he did, and then for you to say April is the month of new beginnings, and then to say everything you just said, something stuck out in my head until I realized that this is my sister for real. You know, I appreciate you sharing with us that your definition of what leaving an imprint is. It's like that stamp, like that stamp of approval on someone's life. And I always tell people that strong people are not simply born, they resurrect by sharing the imprints they generate throughout their life journey. And that's what you just did.
Yes.
So I appreciate that.
Amen. Yes,
definitely. Strong people are not simply born. They level up by sharing their imprints they create throughout their life journey. And you just said all that and more in your statement. I just, look, young lady. How can we get in touch with you?
Okay, I am on Facebook and it's under my name, Arlene Collins Wilson. I am also on Instagram under A Call Wheel. I am also in Clubhouse. If you have an iPhone, iPad, it just has Apple capabilities at the moment. They are working on Android capabilities in Clubhouse. And I also do a Facebook Live on Tuesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. My husband and I do a Facebook Live called Insulating Your Relationship on Thursdays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I also have an email address, and it is created, C-R-E-A-T-E-D, for the number 4, purpose, P-U-R-P-O-S-E, the number 20, at gmail.com. Drop me an email. I'm also on Messenger through Facebook. You can drop me a message in my Instagram, in my Instagram messaging, or my Messenger through Facebook. That's how you can get in contact with me.
I love it. And my Zoom, I honestly love it. I just got a notice that I have like 8 minutes left. But you have been absolutely a phenomenal. I so appreciate you. And like I said before, you just have to know that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you so much for tuning in every Wednesday to Overcoming Battles. This month has been so amazing with so many guests, and I so appreciate my sister Arlene Collins Wilson. I want to call her doctor, but she said no, not yet. So we appreciate you listening to us, prophesizing to us today, my beautiful sister.
You're welcome, Betty. It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me. I am so honored because I do follow you with what you're doing, and you've just been doing some phenomenal things worldwide, and I just honor the gift of who you are in the kingdom.
I love you.
And a sister. April sister.
Yes.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.